Power 107.6 The Truth, spinning the hottest artists in the world.
Yeah, this be the G Shaw Cypher. We gonna turn this off. Why we gonna turn it off? Because we got somebody official with us. We got somebody official with us, and I want to make sure y'all understand what's going on and where we at right now.
You are listening to On The Grind Live on Power 107.6 The Truth.
Sisandra, are you there?
I am here.
Yeah.
Hello there. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? I appreciate you. Listen, without all the difficulties, we finally got you on here. Listen, you on Power 107.6 The Truth, Jacksonville, Florida. You know, we appreciate as people been, you know, tuning in, like, where's she at? Listen, we got her with us right now.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I am honored to be here with you all.
Definitely.
Indeed.
Cause can we get to the origin? Cause I saw some things on your social media.
Let's get
to the origin. Like, I like to understand the person's brand. Like my name is Shaw Cypher. When people ask me, you know, what's the whole history behind Shaw Cypher, I tell them the whole story, how the first and last name came. But when you are artist or when you are brand, an entity, a host and things like that, you determine what name you want people to call you to make sure that they recognize who you are. Am I saying your name right? Sisandra, am I saying that correct?
You're pretty close. It's Sisandra. Very, very good.
Sisandra. Okay. Can you tell me,
yes.
is that your...
I am Sisandra. That is my real name. Cool. My mother named me Sisandra. And when I was young, I was like, where did she get this name from? Like, Mom, there's nobody named the same. And when I grew up, I realized nobody really has my name in the whole world. She named me one name that has never been duplicated. So I can appreciate it a lot more now than I did as a child.
Right.
For sure.
But you know what? It's a very unique name and it's a very beautiful name. You know? So
thank you so much.
You know, very,
thank you
very
so much.
Beautiful.
So is yours.
Name. Definitely. I greatly appreciate that. So let's talk about growing up. Where did you grow up? And then, you know, how did you get into the music business? I know you're doing a lot of other stuff, so we're gonna talk about that too. But you know,
doing a lot of cool stuff, but I grew up in Polk County, Florida. So, Duval, you're in Duval, right?
I'm in Duval County. Yes, ma'am.
Duval. So I grew up in Polk County. Of course, I live in Orlando now.
Cool.
Had the opportunity to travel around the world, but came back home because there's no place like home. Florida, you get the best of everything in one state.
Yeah, that's definitely.
You know what? You've got great. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got a great. Keep talking.
No, I'm saying, you know, we got great beaches. We got the sunshine. We got theme parks. We got shopping. We have so much talent here that it is it's an honor to hail from the state of Florida and to represent Polk County, Orange County, and, you know, just my people. I grew up as a sharecropper's daughter. My father was a pastor and a sharecropper, so we grew up as migrant workers working in the orange groves, and we migrated to the north to work in the apple orchards.
Yeah.
So my story is a story of just God's grace, God's mercy, his ability to take somebody who's nothing and make them into something is my story.
And I love that story. Because you can respect it more as you grow up and you get older, you see the changes and success and the things that you go through. You look back and say, you know, I know where I came from and I know where I'm going.
I know where I came from and I never can forget and I never want to forget where I came from. It's so true. It's so true.
So talk to me about the
not an easy road, but definitely a purposed one. What do you want to know now?
What I was going to say is talk to me about the music. You know, of the music. How did you get into the music? Like, how did the music really, you know, gravitate into your soul?
So the music grabbed me. My father, of course, I grew up in church. My father was a pastor. I say was because my father passed away and so did my mom. They were both in ministry. So I grew up singing in church. Initially, my sisters had a group and they called themselves the Lewis Sisters. And if y'all have heard of like quartet groups like the Mighty Clouds of Joy and oh my God, all of those groups that sing great music back in the time, my sisters would travel and open up for all these groups. And I was like, hey, I want to go. And they were like, no, you can't go. You're too young. So I went to my dad and I was like, Dad, I want to sing. I was about 5 years old. And I asked him, could I sing before he went to, you know, do his next sermon.
Right.
And he told me, you know what? I'll call you up. You can come up and sing. And that's where it started. And I say, you know, if you can sing in a black church and they don't tell you, tell honey, just, you know, try something else. Then you might have something going for yourself.
No, I hear you.
So the church always encouraged me. The church encouraged me. And it was great to learn as I was growing that I had a ministry inside of me that needed nurturing. And so that's what I did. I mean, I just followed what God wanted me to do, and that's just sing. And wherever he opened the door for me, I took that. I didn't take any of those opportunities for granted. When you come from working in the fields, working in the orange groves, the apple orchards, everything is a wonderful opportunity to move away and move up.
Right. And I definitely agree with that. Let me ask you this, too. Do you remember the very first song that you created?
Ooh, the very first song I created. That's a good question. I do remember the first song in the sense of something that people listen to more than just in my house.
Right.
I wrote a song called Shout. I think it was back in like 2005. And it actually went to number one on Billboard dance chart. So what happened was we were getting ready to go to war. And I was just very devastated, as many people were in the country. Mm-hmm. And I started the song off with, war is increasing. It's so displeasing. Can't you see where we're headed? We stand no chance with politicians. We need to pray about what's going on. So I'm basically talking about, we're going to do something. We're in this war, and we're going to lose so many people. We're going to lose children. We're going to lose sons, daughters, everything. And it just troubled my heart. And I wrote a song called Shout. It makes me want to shout. It makes me want to throw my hands up and shout that we're in this space. And it did well. Can you believe that?
That's great. You know what, though? But that's God's grace, right? That was supposed to happen. You know, that's how I look at it. You know, now when it was 2005, the first time you decided to take music serious. I know that's the first time you created the song, but is that the first time?
It's the first time. Mm-hmm, I'm sorry for talking over you. But no, it's not the first time I took music seriously, but it was the first time that I actually wanted to step out as a solo artist. Prior to that, oh my goodness, I ran into Peebo Bryson while I was in Tokyo in my 20s, my early 20s. I auditioned for him when we got back stateside, and he was like, you know what, you got a job. So I ended up going on the road with Peebo. I'm going to tell you a long story short, who did a duet with Celine Dion.
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast. So when Celine was not with Peebo, I would sing Beauty and the Beast with him. And then when she was with him, she started growing very, like, she was so into me, like, oh my God. She had her husband, her manager, call me one day and say, I want you to go on the road with me. Would you please be my vocal director? So literally, coming out of the orange groves, the apple orchards, I get this crazy job working with Celine Dion, hiring all the singers, teaching all the singers their parts. I stayed with her for 5 world tours. After that, I moved to New York. That's when that particular song happened I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked with Cirque du Soleil for 10 years. I was in Cirque du Soleil. If you've heard of Cirque du Soleil?
Yes, I'm actually from Brooklyn, New York. I definitely,
Oh my goodness.
Yes, ma'am.
So
yes,
you're very aware of it.
Very aware. Yep.
So I had the opportunity to work with them for 10 years. And then I went on NBC The Voice. So I've just been doing really crazy, cool stuff, since I can remember.
Out of all the things that you've been through and all the opportunities that you've had and all the opportunities are probably still coming, right? And they're most likely coming because God is good. But, you know,
I'm praying for that effect.
Right. So out of all the things that you've experienced so far, what would you say up to now do you feel like is your biggest accomplishment musically? Because I want to talk about your show too, but musically, what will you feel like is your biggest accomplishment? I mean, you just gave me a list of some great stuff, like, but can you I don't know, yeah. But you know, well, talk to me.
Some really cool stuff. So, musically, the coolest thing I've ever done. That's hard. I've done a lot of things. I mean, when you work with people like Celine Dion, I work with Janet Jackson. I work with, Peebo Bryson. I've worked with so many amazing people that it's so hard to say what was the best thing.
Right.
For me, when I don't have to look back, it's all good, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, when you come from the bottom,
right,
and God blesses you, I think you work a little harder because you're afraid that you may one day have to look back down that lens. And I never want to do it. I just want to be obedient to what God has for me to do. And whatever moves me forward and keeps me from looking back and turning into a pillar of salt is all good. I'm so sorry I can't give you a highlight, but I just love everything.
But you know
what he's doing in my life.
I'm glad. You know, I'm glad because you can't. There's no regrets when you look back, right? Like it sounds like when you look back, there's nothing that you will change, right? It all landed the way it needed to. It all happened the way it needed to. You work with some great people, some great celebrities. You've actually, you've had the opportunity to bring up people as well with hiring other singers and really teaching them. And so you had the opportunity, you started in the church and then you're singing and then you're touring and then you stepping out on your own, like out of all these accomplishments that you've gone through, from an artist perspective, what would you say? Is there anything for you that was a big challenge that you took on and then you accomplished and you said, "Woo, that was a doozy, but I got through it"?
You know, I think like many people, the hardest thing when you're working towards your goals is the unexpected moment of, for me, I got a divorce and I'm raising my three children by myself. But God has really blessed me to be able to raise them. My last child at home is 17 now. My daughter is 25 and my eldest son is 35. And God stayed with me, with them, through all of this.
Yeah.
So while I'm trying to go out and be on stage and share my gifts with so many people, I had three children at home who allowed me to do so and allowed me to do it without any, "Hey, you're the only parent we have." They shared me with the world so that I could do what I love to do and what God purposed me to do. So
yeah, well, shout out.
I would say it's the beauty of children, yeah.
Big shout out to your children. The support system.
Thank you.
A support system is a great support system when it's there for you, right? Like, never know where the support's going to come from, right? Friends, family, children. You know, the fact that your children was able to support that and share you. "Hey, Mom, I know you're going to be here. You know you're going to be there, but we still love you and we root for you," and all that good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
This is the song I want to ask you about. It's called "You Remain." Talk to me about "You Remain." Like, give me, I love the cover to this. I want to play it. I'm going to see if it plays through my system here. I want to play it for the people to hear. But talk to me about the concept.
You're breaking up a little bit, but I think I'm hearing what you're saying. You were breaking up a little bit. Can you just please reshare what you asked me?
Oh yeah, yeah, not a problem. I'm sorry. I'm saying "You Remain." I love the cover. Talk to me about it. I want to play. I'm gonna try to play the record, while we're on the phone as well, while we're talking. But also talk to me about the concept behind that song.
So "You Remain." Ooh, it just says everything that God is in our lives when we receive Him. He's a constant. You know, He remains the same. He never changes. And at the end, I get to talk to Him and call Him by His names. How many creators do you know have so many powerful names that you can call on? So one morning I woke up just out of the blue. I was just getting ready for work. And I got a pair of boots from Blake Shelton when I was on The Voice. I think they're called Lucchese's or something like that. I'd never had any like real cowgirl boots in my life. So about a year ago, I saw the boots in my closet and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to wear my boots to work today." So I put them on and I just start singing and yodeling and just like doing little dances around. So by the time I got to work, My band works with me 5 days a week. So on the show, we'll talk about that too. I have my band with me and we write and just do everything together Monday through Friday. So I said, hey guys, I got this idea. So by the time I finished telling them about the idea, they were like, okay, we like the idea, but we are not yodeling, Sassandra. Like, okay, well, if that's the only thing you're going to cancel out, then that's good. So they started putting arrangements. They started doing the arrangement of You Remain. And then I came back in the studio and we started writing the lyrics. And it just came from us like we were just a vessel to deliver that message. You remain the same. Your name is power. Oh my God, your name is strong. You're a strong tower. It's just everything just came so easily to us. And we just wanted to do a vertical worship to let God know that we know he's that constant and we are grateful for him being constant in our lives.
Yes, definitely. I love that. I love that. I'm going to try to play this song. Song right now. We got it on. We got it through streaming platforms. It's on there right now. Spotify. So we want to make sure you get the stream. So we're going to play this record. Give me the intro to this song so we can play it for you and let the world hear what you got, you know, what you're talking about.
Oh, you are so amazing. Y'all, thank you so much for listening. I'm so honored to be here with you on The Truth. This is my new single. It is called You Remain. I hope it blesses you during this holy week and all throughout the year to come.
Now, y'all know I'm a country girl. So let me take y'all back to my church in the groves and sing this old country song for you. Strong tower where I belong, the one I call when I'm alone. Yes, to your name, Lord, so I sing this song.
I sing this song.
You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, Lord of Lord and King of Kings. You remain, you remain, you remain the same. You're the name above all names.
You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, Lord of Lord and King of Kings.
You remain, you remain, you remain the same. You're the name above all names. Now, I don't know about y'all, but this is who he is to me. You are my healer, a constant friend, a true friend. One says, God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help.
In times of trouble, you are my help. You lift me up, Lord, like no one else.
Your love and reaches
lifts me up.
Blessings on blessings. Judah.
93.6. The truth. Your ear to the streets.
I can't tell you how great that song empowers me when I listen to it.
Thank you so much. That's breakdown, all we want.
The breakdown, the lyrics, the beat, the sound, the arrangement, everything about that song makes me want to put this in rotation on our station.
Wow.
I'm going to need somebody to send me that MP3, right?
We're going to send it to us. I am so honored.
So we can play that. You know, a lot of the artists that come our way, you know, are generally in the hip hop and R&B, you know, lane. And that's generally the music that comes our direction. But we love to be able to change things up and mix genres and show a lot of people love.
It's not a lot of that out there.
So when we can, we will.
I agree with you.
So You Remain is definitely going in rotation. On Power 107.6,
the truth. I'm screaming. Thank you. To God be the glory.
Definitely.
I hope everyone is just blessed by the lyrics and empowered, and just know that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Right.
There is someone walking ahead of you, ordering your steps, if you give him the power to do so. I am so grateful to you all. God bless you for this opportunity.
Definitely.
And to allow me to be on your station when that's not normally the genre that you play just melts my heart. Thank you. We're going
to keep doing that too. You know, we're going to keep supporting and all
Thank
that good
you.
Stuff. But let's switch lanes
Thank
a little
you.
Bit. Let's switch lanes a little bit.
All right.
Let's talk about your show. You're a host too, right?
Wow.
So
let's talk about
your show. Like, talk to me about your show. I'm hearing it's on Xfinity. You got a channel behind it. Like, talk to me about.
When I tell you, how crazy is that? So this is really how awesome God is. Like, for me to come where I come from, and then someone sits me down in an office and say, hey, we would like to give you your own national television show that has 12 million viewers, households that you will be in. I was like, y'all talking to me?
12 million.
Are you talking to me? So I have a show, 12 million. So the show is called The Sassandra Show. They named the show after me. I have my live band. The band is called For the Culture. That's with me every day. And the cool thing about my band, and if you don't mind, I'd love to say on keyboards, my music director, Chris Baptiste, my drummer, John Park, my guitarist, Luke Duraval, and LaVon Rushing on bass, who also produced and helped co-write the song. All of these guys are so awesome. I've been working with them for over a decade. We've known each other for over a decade. So when this job was offered to me, they asked me, who do I want to bring with me? And I said, we all going up. I called my guys and I was like, please tell me y'all available to do this show. So we're on 5 days a week, starting at 7 p.m. until 7:30. We're on all social media platforms as well. And it's just a really fun show. The beauty of it all is that I now get to empower people who have businesses, entrepreneurs, people who have stories of overcoming, people who have gone through tests and have testimonies.
Right.
They sit and they chat with me, and it's amazing how many people realize that they are not alone on their journey with all the stories that we get to tell that are so relatable.
Right.
So it's a blessing to be able to walk in the studio every day and present this to everyone from social media to television, and now speak to your audience on radio about it. It's just insane. I think God has this way of saying, you know, I put through like 18 years of struggle working in the field. I think I'm just going to blow your mind.
Yeah, we're going to keep blessing.
So he's blowing my mind, and I am humbled by his blessings. We're
going to definitely, you know, keep blessing. Shout out to your band that said, yes, we are available. We want to do this. We want to support you. We want to see you succeed.
Yeah.
You know, so one more time, give me the names of the band members one more time.
All right. So on keys is my music director, Christopher Baptiste. On drums, Jonathan Parks. On guitar is Luke Dirival, and on bass, LaVon Rushing. Amazing guys, strong believers, insane musicians. Everything you hear, they did that. They did that. And to just walk in a room and be a part of that talent is, it's mind-blowing for me, for a girl growing up who grew up with no musicians in the church, singing a cappella most of my life. Now I get the icing on the cake that I've never had before. So it's a dream come true on so many levels, y'all.
So now, you know, God has provided a way to give you a lot of opportunity, and you're using your show to give others opportunity to showcase whatever they're doing. Like, how does that make you feel that, you know, by design, just to who you are, that you're giving back and you're seeing people, you know, thrive from that opportunity?
How does that make me feel? I mean, it's mind blowing for me because, like you say, you can never forget where you come from. And then to be given such a great responsibility, I feel like, ooh, I need to be very, very, I need to hold on it and be hold it like something precious. It's very hard to explain.
Right.
Because you're in the same position. You have the ability to give people, you know, the exposure, their stories, their whatever. And for God to do that for you, how does that make you feel?
Right. Like it makes me feel wonderful, right? Because we want to, we try to do it in so many avenues that I know growing up, those avenues weren't available. Right. So it's one of those things, like, you know, those avenues weren't available to me. Or if it was available, it was a lot of red tape to get to. Right. So,
Correct. You know,
that being said, being able to provide a platform that doesn't, that's still a business at the end of the day, but doesn't require as much red tape in order to, in order for people to put their hands on it, is what, you know, makes it different. I mean, you know, you can say what you want about social media and technology is really how you use it that determines, you know, it's really how,
whether
it's good or bad, right? But I'm gonna use it to uplift, and that's what you're doing, using it to uplift and using platforms and, you know, the technology to help people. You know, you're turning somebody that might have never been in front of a potential, you know, 12 million people into, you might have just helped that person get sales. You might have just helped that person save, you know, feel better about themselves, things like that, you know.
So that
feeling right there.
And you're right.
Great.
That is a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling indeed to be able to do that.
One of the things that we like to ask, well, two questions we want to make sure we ask. One, what do you feel like is the biggest lesson you've learned in the industry, regardless if it's the music industry when you're creating your music, or is the hosting industry when you provide an opportunity? What is the biggest lesson you think you've learned so far?
I've learned that it's never too late. I think all my life, most of my life rather, growing up, I always thought, okay, by the time I get this age, I need to be doing this, or I'm going to be counted out, or if I haven't achieved this by this age, I might as well go down another road. And that is not true. I just want to say to everybody out there who's been working on their dream and you've consistently worked on it, don't give up. It could be right around the next corner that your breakthrough is coming. You don't know. So don't ever quit. Never give up.
That's a great message. That is a great message, and that's true, right? There's people out there.
I mean, I think it's like, yeah, it's a simple message, but it's such a powerful message, because when we feel like, okay, I've had enough, you know, I'm at the end of my rope, the bills aren't being paid, this isn't happening, I'm investing more than I'm getting back on return, and then you're like, I'm just going to do something else. And it's like, you know what? Hold on. And that's what I did. I was giving up, and my daughter, I retired because I was like, you know what? It's just, I'm getting to a point now where nothing's going to happen in my career. I literally retired. My daughter said, Mom, what are you doing? Why are you putting your dream away? And she said, I want you to come watch this show. She sat me down, a 15-year-old, and she said, I challenge you, like you challenged us, to be our best. I'm challenging you to go after your dream. And I went and got on The Voice, and the rest is history.
And you know what? Sometimes it just takes that person close enough to you to give you that motivation. Right.
Yes.
So,
ooh,
you know,
that's
like,
good. It's so true.
You know, and me, you know, I'm an artist at heart. I started off in this business as an artist. I took 3 years off. Right. So from a hip hop perspective, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. That's kind of like all I knew at the time. So, you know, hip hop, I rap, things like that. And, I took 3 years off, which that particular time I felt, when I look back, I know I shouldn't have did that. I should have kept going. So then somebody told me, why did you stop? Like, why? Like, you know, just, you don't have to be the most popular, but you can still push your dream and utilize it for all these different avenues was introduced to me that I didn't know was there. Right. Cause I'm thinking, well, I'm too old or I can't do this and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, I can do this. Right. So
never,
you know,
never too late.
Never too late. The next question I got for
you. Never too late. Mm-hmm.
Next question I got for you is we, you know, outside of Power 107.6, The Truth, our main brand is Groundwork Enterprises. We have a magazine we call an online magazine called The Grind Report. And we call it The Grind Report because we feel like the word grind is mm-hmm. the process, right? The process. And no matter what it is that you're doing, what do you feel like the definition of grind is for you?
Ooh. Getting up every day with a commitment to make it happen. Getting up regardless of what yesterday may have not given you, knowing that today that you're facing is a whole new day to win.
Right.
So you get out there, you grind. I grind. This is my whole thing of grinding. I don't know if you all sit down during the day. I realize that I don't actually get to sit down very much. And that's what my grind is. When I stand up in the mornings and I head out, I really don't sit down. I lay down at night. Right. I grind so hard all day, moving on my feet, meeting people, greeting people, always wanting people to feel good when I leave their presence. So not just grinding and not caring about people, but caring along the way is so important in the grind, making sure people know that you see them, you appreciate them, and that you love people. And that I do.
Definitely.
That's grinding with a heart.
That is
grinding with a heart.
Yeah, we're gonna take that clip right there, and we're gonna have people listen to it and play it and take that and I think that's gonna change people's lives right there. Letting you know, we're gonna put it out there. You know what I mean? The definition
of grind. I love that. Okay.
You know, we're gonna put it out
there.
Thank you. So what else do you wanna accomplish as you continue to succeed in this life that you've been given right now so far? What else is out there that you haven't accomplished, but you know it's on your list?
You know, on my list, I don't have anything else on my list. I've done more than I've asked God for. He has given me more than I ever dreamed I would have. So what's next for me is to just continue to allow him to order my steps. What's inside of me is bigger than anything else, anything that I could ever dream of. So it's just moving me and propelling me forward. So as I move forward and deliver this message, I ask that you all just continue to pray for me, as I will be praying for you and the station and everyone, that we will achieve what our purpose is in life.
That is definitely a fact. Before we get out of here, I want to make sure that, you know, let people know how they can get to you through social media. I know people know already, but our audience want to make sure, hey, this person sounds like somebody we need to go check out. How can they find you?
It would be my honor to share that. So you all can find me on all social media platforms, and it's my name. It's spelled S as in Sam, ISAUNDRA. I am the only one because my mama did it. Please find me, follow me, and I hope that what I'm doing and who I'm hanging around and sharing with you all will inspire you to continue living your best lives.
Any last shout outs that you want to give to the people?
Woo! Hey, just shout out. Happy Easter to everybody. It's Holy Week. It's coming up this weekend.
Sure is.
Shout out to Afro TV. Yes, Afro TV, to our CEO who believed in me, y'all. It takes one person to say yes. It can take a whole lot of no's. It only takes one yes.
Yep.
So I want to say thank you to Mr. Eve Belonga for the opportunity to be on TV, to be on the record label. I'm just so grateful for somebody finally seeing me and to feel seen enough to go out into the world and do what I'm doing. So just shout out to all of those amazing people, to everyone on my staff at the Sisandra Show that show up every day and do what they need to do. I just love y'all so very much. Now, we do have an audience that's open and available. Y'all go on Eventbrite and you can get tickets and come and see the show. There is no charge for it. Please come and just have a great time with me.
Definitely. Make sure y'all do that, especially if you're in Florida. If you're traveling to Florida, Orlando area, you know what I mean? Like, make sure you go check her out. You know, I think when we come up that way, we may have to do that as well. We may have to come down there and see what's going on.
Would you please? You know? And I would love to have you on my show. Would you come on and let me interview you?
Definitely. 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 Ooh, we can definitely set something up.
I would be
up.
So honored.
I appreciate it.
I would love that. God bless you. Thank you.
I appreciate you, you know, taking the time out. You're a great spirit, a great heart, a great blessing, you know, to your family.
Thank you.
You know, to everyone else around you and everyone else who hasn't even met you yet. When they do, they're going to understand. They're going to understand what it is to be around you. I haven't even met you face to face yet, and I already know what it is. So I appreciate you.
You're so kind.
And just keep doing what you're doing. I'm very proud of you. I don't know who tells you that, how many people tell you, but I'm going to tell you that. I'm proud of you. All right.
I appreciate that. It means the world to me.
Definitely.
More than you know. Thank you.
Well, enjoy the rest of your night.
Well, happy until Easter. Next time, you enjoy your evening, and I look forward to our path crossing.
Yes, ma'am.
Again.
We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank y'all. God bless y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's get
down to it. Log on to the official website. Right here on Power 107.6 The Truth.com.